Welcome to Floating Leaves Tea Podcast. This is your co-host, Noah. Today, joining us, we have our host, Shoen. Hello, Shoen.
Hi, Noah. This is kind of weird.
It's yin yang have been switched because it's summertime.
Whoa. Sounds good. Well, welcome to our tea podcast. Today, it's quite an exciting day because we are going to drink Mu Zha Tie Guan Yin. Some of you guys know that I am a pretty big Dongding fan, and I'm also a big Tie Guan Yin fan. And we had not had Tie Guan Yin back on our menu for quite a long time. And so we just listed two Mu Zha Tie Guan Yins on the website. So it's super excited for that. Maybe I shouldn't say that Mu Zha Tie Guan Yin is back. I actually had this tea in our shelf for probably more than 2 years. I kept it in the shop because I felt the tea was locked in. And so I thought, well, just wait it out, see if someday it opens, I can sell it. And if not, I'll just keep keeping it. And I think right now I'm in a more comfortable place to release this tea.
This is the traditional Mu Zha Tie Guan Yin. We have two on the side right now. One I called it modern and one I called it traditional.
Correct.
Sound good? Need a little bit more time?
No, I think that's good. So Noah just warm up the dry leaves with some heat. And we just smell the warm up leaves and smell very comforting. And I think we are ready to brew the tea. Yay!
Yay! The broth is a nice peachy, amberish color.
Mm-hmm. And we just have our first infusion, and the smell on the surface of the broth is still quite roasty. After I kept it here for 2 years, and I actually don't remember, if you are curious with when the tea was produced, I don't remember. I'm very bad at keeping records. When I keep records, I'm very old school. I just write on a piece of paper or try to write it in my brain. And now I couldn't imprint my brain as much as I used to be. And if I write it on a piece of paper, I normally lose the piece of paper.
Usually it's written on the back of an envelope that came in some kind of junk mail.
So. Yeah, and so a lot of...
easy to lose.
A lot of records here got lost. I'm just not a... You know, I don't use my cell phone to keep records. I don't use computer to keep records. It's just who I am, I guess. Whatever. So anyway, the tea broth smell is still really roasty and very fruity. The broth is very rich. Very good. There is a little bit of bitterness in this infusion. So for those of you who are very sensitive with bitterness, if you decided to have this tea, then I would just say brew it a little bit less. We use a Kung Fu Cha style brewing method today, and I roughly see Noah push for the first infusion almost pretty much a minute. So I know some of you guys are not comfortable of pushing tea this far, so do whatever you are comfortable with.
Yeah, and I think I put maybe about 7 grams in there and used maybe about 100 milliliters of water. Like I didn't fill the whole teapot up.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay. So it's actually pretty
strong. Actually, tastes really smooth for how strong it's brewed.
Yeah, it's very smooth tea.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about what makes this kind of tea special or how they make this kind of tea.
Traditional style Tie Guanyin, the technique, came out of Anxi, Fujian, China. There was a story saying that there was a Muzha tea farmer. At that time, he was not growing Tie Guanyin, but he went back with his tea teacher to Anxi to visit tea teacher's relatives. And the Taiwanese tea teacher plus student had a first taste of traditional Anxi Tie Guanyin and fell in love with the tea. And he asked the local farmers how they could make a tea this way. And of course, the local tea farmers didn't want to tell him. It's kind of a secret, you know. And then this Taiwanese tea farmer went back to Muzha and couldn't forget about it. He was talking to his family from time to time of how good an Anxi Tie Guanyin can taste like. And one of his cousins heard him talking about this and say, "Hey, cousin, let's go back to Anxi again. And we are going to figure out how to make this tea if you are so obsessed about it. And I will help you." So the story went that this particular cousin is very social and have a lot of charisma. So the cousin will go with this tea teacher, plus student, they will go to Anxi from time to time, and then invite the local people to eat and drink, and get people drunk enough that they can ask for some information. That's how they got this information. I will say that a lot of tea stories we cannot confirm how accurate it is, and a lot of stories are probably not true, but that is so, I love tea stories no matter which style. There is a lot of beauty to it if you really see the story. And for me, just this story, you know, this Taiwanese Muzha farmer was obsessed with the tea, and he got a really good help, and he got a technique. And so he was able to grow some tea plants to Tie Guanyin plant back to Taiwan. And he was a very generous person. He encouraged a lot of his family and tea friends to grow this tea. He said, "We got to grow this tea. It's a really good tea. It's very special." For those of you who know Tie Guanyin is not just a style of oolong tea. Tie Guanyin is also a very particular tea varietal. And so if you get into Tie Guanyin enough, sometimes they would sell you Tie Guanyin from a sub-varietal, and then they use Tie Guanyin processing method to finish the tea. And sometimes they will sell you the tea as the true bush Tie Guanyin. That means that it's from the original Tie Guanyin varietal. In Taiwan, we call that varietal Hong Xing Wai Wei Tao, Zhen Chong Tie Guanyin. Maybe Noah can do a little bit translation on Hong Xing Wai Wei Tao tea varietal.
Hong Xing Wai Wei Tao?
Uh-huh.
What does Wai Wei Tao mean?
Oh, okay. You actually don't know. Never mind. Hong Xin is the red heart. So when the new tea leaf just show up into a tiny small leaf, you can see the center a bit reddish. And Wai Wei Tao is actually the tip of the tea leaf. It actually will make a turn. You can only use it your Wai Wei Tao. You can only use your imagination. Okay, the tippy part almost look like a tip of your peach. That's how you identify a Zhen Chong true bush Tie Guanyin bush. So here you go. Tie Guanyin also Zhen Chong traditional Tie Guanyin takes a insane amount of time to finish it. I heard from the farmer, he said 4 to 5 days to finish a Tie Guanyin. A lot of Tie Guanyin, let me take it back. A lot of oolong takes about 24 hours to finish the tea. Of course, it doesn't count the later roasting. But to finish a tea into Maocha, it takes about 24 hours, basically a day, from the picking to Maocha. And then Tie Guan Yin, I heard it takes about 4 days to even finish a Tie Guan Yin tea. So just by the, you know, comparison, you guys can tell why it's hard to find a traditional Tie Guan Yin. A lot of people don't want to make it anymore.
And then the combination of people don't really want to make it because it's a lot of work, and then the market is not super interested in tea like this because mm-hmm. they maybe don't know what they're looking for when they look for a really traditional, good style one.
In Taiwan, when people describe Tie Guan Yin, they just say a good Tie Guan Yin has Guan Yin Yun, which pretty much the only translation I can come out is it has a Tie Guan Yin feeling. So you just have to figure out what kind of feeling they are talking about. But I could tell you like some people are obsessed with Tie Guan Yin in Taiwan. Like the people that I talked to, if they were talking about Taiwanese oolongs, they were either got introduced to a tea that they feel like, wow, it's actually either a Dongding or wow, that's also a Tie Guan Yin. And it happened to our Lala San tea farmer. I asked him how he got into tea, because he was not born as a tea farmer family. I think he went to grow tea in his later age. I would say maybe 50.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, something like this, or maybe 40. It's actually after he had a conventional career. And then he make enough money and then he decided to grow tea. And I asked him why he wanted to grow tea. He said, well, he got a piece of land and it's really pretty. And also he had been a tea drinker since earlier on, I think when he was like 20 years old. And I say, well, they're still not enough to drive somebody to become a tea farmer, I think, if you are not born into one. And he said, well, when he was younger, he had a taste of Tie Guan Yin, a good Tie Guan Yin, and he couldn't forget about it. And he now has the, you know, the opportunity, and he said he wanted to recreate the feeling of that tea. And so that's how he got into growing tea. So for me, a true Tie Guan Yin, it's really rich, and the tea broth, it does have a feeling, and I actually don't know how to describe it. If you want to describe flavor, Tie Guan Yin have a lot of fruit, you know, almost like a stone fruit kind of a taste. It's hearty in a different way from Dongding Mountain. I actually asked the Tie Guan Yin farmer Farmer Zhang that we work with. I remember a few years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I was drinking Tie Guan Yin with him, and I asked him what he could tell me and my customers how to identify a true Tie Guan Yin that is made, a traditionally made Tie Guan Yin that is made by a true Tie Guan Yin varietal. And I asked him to describe the taste specifically so that we can identify it. And he just said, oh, a true Tie Guan Yin, pretty easy. When you swallow the tea broth will reach to your stomach and you will occupy your stomach. He literally used the word occupy. And I burst out laughing so hard at that time. And I say, I just laugh and I say, Farmer, you didn't answer my question. What does it taste like? And he just looked at me a little bit confused and with a smile. And he said, a true Tie Guan Yin goes your stomach and occupy it. And I simply just sit there and look at his eyes. I say, got it. It was a very beautiful moment between us, you know, how our mind think and how a tea drinker, a tea grower on the top of that in the source really think about tea. And for many years, I couldn't use the word occupation to audience here. And today, here you go, I give it to you. When you look for Chu Jie Guanyin, it's going to reach to your stomach, the broth, and it's going to occupy it and maybe do something else after the occupation. But Jie Guanyin is very, I should probably say a little bit of why I like a good Jie Guanyin. It's really savory. It feels like a really grounded old person that is not grumpy.
Unlike Dong Ding.
Yeah, I think Dong Ding sometimes can get a little bit grumpy, which I actually somehow I really love that feeling. And Jie Guanyin feels like a really well practice and own a lot of practice old person, and he just owns that ground, that solid foundation, and yet I actually feel it's pretty generous as a teacher, and it's a little bit more on the smooth side.
Traditional Jie Guanyin, that richness, there's nothing else like that. I don't think that ever shows up in another tea. So we're on the third infusion now.
And the surface of the broth still smell pretty roasty. So this kind of tea can really be kept for a long time. Because I remember when I first purchased this particular traditional Muzha Jie Guanyin, it was not made from that year. They say 2 years ago I bought this tea, and it was already, I don't even know, 2006 maybe. When I purchased it, the farmer told me the tea was made in 2006 or 2007 or something like this. So I got in 2016 maybe. Mm. And then this year is 2019. So it had been sitting in my shop for quite a while. But I just kept it in its own original bag, though. I didn't find a big container to store this tea. So the transformation is a little bit slower. It was kept in a tight environment. But it still opens up much more now. Mm. The base is really smooth right now, and I don't think the tea only reached to my stomach. It reached to many parts of my body, I think. But the third infusion, as I mentioned earlier on, it has that bitterness. I'm a tea drinker that I don't actually mind, as long as the bitterness combine well with other things and it create a balance. I don't mind, but some of you guys might mind, and I would just tell you it will have this, it will show up, and so maybe adjust your brewing style. Mm. I just love this richness and this smoothness, and at the same time, it's very, very almost under the current kind of presentation. Dong Ding will be like, it's soft and it's big and it's not stoppable. And Jie Guanyin's smoothness and its bigness is more underneath the surface. And then there's a quietness in this kind of tea because the person is on the older side. The person that the tea represents is on the older side. So it doesn't have that super For me, I will still think it's a masculine tea, but it doesn't have that huge young energy, the bright, shiny energy to just put right in front of your face. And I really love this kind of feeling. And so I, when I have a nice supply of traditional Tie Guan Yin, I love to drink it in winter time, especially right in the middle of the darkest days of the year.
It's incredibly warming. It feels so warm.
It's really warming. Mm. And the salivation is there, and also it's not as aggressive as the Dongding salivation. And maybe when you are listening to this podcast, you'll see me comparing these two teas a lot. Because I drink these two teas a lot. That's, I guess, pretty much what I drink all the time. And then afternoon will be poor. And morning, I'll drink either a Tie Guan Yin or a Dongding tea. So here you go. That's my tea drinking habit.
Or a Hong Shui sometimes.
Oh, Hong Shui, just to try to learn that relaxation, I guess. Let the teacher say I couldn't feel. And the physical feeling of this particular Tie Guan Yin is very calming. I mean, it has a lot of strength, I would say. This tea has a lot of strength, but it at the same time, it feels in a really calming way. And I feel like if I put a presence to this, I have to put a presence to this tea. I feel, as I said earlier on, it's a older person who own deep practice that is so grounded and quiet. And I actually feel the person is sitting right next to me right now. That tea's presence. And don't freak out if you are listening to if you are listening to this.
I see like a grandpa, and what I see is actually his hands. Big and meaty and strong too.
So once again, please do not freak out. Or maybe I should come back to a little bit of why this tea takes such a long time. So on our menu, you will see we have a modern style Tie Guan Yin. Well, first of all, it means the oxidation, it was not as high. Traditionally, oolong tea was oxidized for about 25 to 35% actually in Taiwan. That's how they call a traditional tea, a oolong tea. And the modern style teas was not as oxidized as far. Why not? Because I heard to oxidize the tea to that percentage is actually really tricky. It takes a huge amount of skills and practice and also timing to be able to pull that off. So if step number one, that is hard, a lot of people actually stop doing that. And I would say it's just a phenomenon, and please don't criticize those farmers. I think they are just trying to make a living. And so the second place that is different is traditional Tie Guan Yin goes through, we call it a post-oxidation process, which is they roll up like teas that have not been cured green yet. It's not done. They will just roll it into a tiny small cloth ball to let them sit there from time to the exact time, I actually didn't get an answer. Farmers say they will go back to it when they have time to it, and then to break it up and then do it again to roll up part of the juice out. And then this will actually last about 2 days. And then I think technically they were doing that to to let the tea create a deeper, juicy feeling. And I think scientifically, then it's going through second oxidation in a very different way.
Mm.
It's actually the tea is already went through the traditional oxidation method, and then they actually rolled it up and to let it sit there for a while, and then unbreak it and sit there for a while to roll up some of the juice out. And I think this is actually the key place on the top of the traditional oxidation, and then this is a key place to create a broth that almost not a single oolong tea can have the same feeling. Because I don't think any, as far as I can tell, I don't see any other oolong actually go through this particular rolling breaking process. If you actually watch oolong tea, how oolong tea being made, you might actually thinking this is the finished shaping. No, it's not. It's not shaping. They are not. Their intention is not to shape the tea. Their intention to let the tea sit and let the juice come out. Actually, shaping they will just do it in a certain amount of time and call it finished. This one, if you notice, I say it went through 2 days. And you normally not farmer shape the tea.
Doesn't take 2 days to roll a tea.
To roll a tea, yeah. By the way. So I think this is where the tea, this tea is very particular and different from other oolongs. So you guys can see it's actually really hard to make, and it takes an insane amount of time to make it. And this doesn't even involve with roasting yet. A lot of traditional tea guan yin got roasted, so they still have more work to do. And when the tea is so deep and so rich, normally drinkers are not ready to drink it, so you got to wait it out too. So we always say that for a farmer to make a traditional tea guan yin and to grow that tea bush, they really have a deep love with this tea. The production is really low. I mean, the tea plant, it's compared to other tea varietals, the yield percentage is much lower. If you look at, you go to any tea, like Taiwanese other tea bushes, it just look like so lush and big and juicy. And you go look at, sometimes you go look at the tea, Tie Guan Yin tea bush, you're like, is this tea bush okay? It's that way, seriously. And so it doesn't yield a lot, and on top of that, it takes a long time to make it. You can see the difficulty and why tea farmers grow distant from it. It's really hard to find a Tie Guan Yin right now. And so you will see from our tea collection, our tea menu, that we don't carry every single season right now. I couldn't find a traditional Tie Guan Yin. So I will say, wish me good luck. We will be in Taiwan in August, and this will be one of my missions, trying to find the next traditional Tie Guan Yin for you and me. I'm a big fan, so I'm not just fighting for you, okay? I'm fighting for me as well. And this is also a tea that I would say, if you find a good traditional Tie Guan Yin, drink it up. Drink it whenever you can, because there might be a next tea that is going to die off from tea making process, you know. And I won't say it will completely die off, because it just takes a few crazy people and say, hey, you know what, I want to make this. And so just stay hopeful and excited, and to see when the next two crazy tea farmers are going to be born. They will make it again, I think.
Yeah.
Infusion 5. The tea broth is still so rich.
Mm.
And now the intensity just started to grow, actually, because the tea broth tastes really strong right now. It's really nice. I like it. But I will say this is a tea that you know, find a moment that you can really do your tea practice and really savor it. I always say every tea has its place. Some tea are just so delightful and so straightforward that you can take the tea even to go and go enjoy the sunshine and the beautiful view outside. And I'm not saying that this tea, you can't do that. I feel that this is a tea that needs a quiet place to let the presence to show up and to savor every single infusion. Some of the teas, if you are not paying attention, and which I'm not encouraging you to do this, you might miss that you are not focused on the second infusion and you still feel like you are not missing out too much. And this tea, you don't want to miss those moments. It's a tea that I would say really sit with it and find that kind of time. Because good tea will only show up when you find that kind of time for it too. Tea is a great teacher. I know this tea still have more strength, but we are going to close the session at infusion 5, I think.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to just sit here and bother you for like hours. That's kind of brutal too. So if there's a message today, what would it be?
Buy a lot of Taekwondo.
Okay, here you go. That's the message of today. Buy a lot of Taekwondo and enjoy your time, because we are recording this, and enjoy this cup of tea, and I cannot stop myself from looking outside. It's sunny in Seattle today for now, and so my heart is also eager to enjoy the beautiful sunshine. That's it. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
And enjoy a good cup of tea every day. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.